for as long as I've been here, I've never seen a coach sign an extension. So this is new territory for me. I don't even know what questions to ask you. Normally, we're saying
that's
goodbye.
Good.
You're staying.
Okay, have a good day, Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. How does it feel?
Thanks, guys. It feels great. I have a chance, we have a chance to keep growing in this organization. Like, it's never about the coach or it's never about me. It's about the success of the organization. I've always said that I love the direction where we're going, and that's what matters the most to me. Even now, we hit a skid, we're winless in six, but I still like the way that we work, that, we have to improve our focus, but that's part of, going with, a bunch of young players and hang, but that's part of a rebuild. I'm disappointed, and I know that we will find a way to turn it around, but at the same time, can I say it was expected? No, because you never even want to think about losing games.
Right.
But I think that there's always an investment in anything you do. And before winning, sometimes you have to learn to lose. And, right now we're getting a big dose of this. It's not fun, but I'm sure that we have so much character, so much pride. The guys are hurt right now. I see lots of guys that are kind of unsure right now. We got tagged pretty good because we were playing so well in Aang. But at the same time, we're trying to regroup the guys in Aang. We get one good game, one solid 60-minute effort, and that's what we're missing right now.
We'll come back to your team in a second. You say it's not about the coach, and I understand where you're coming from, Bob, and I was kind of being tongue-in-cheek about not seeing a lot of extensions around here, but it hasn't happened in Calgary. It isn't about the coach, but it is about continuity. There is a value in having the same message, the same group, the same voice going forward as an organization. Brad, I know, is just starting out, but there is a value in continuity, isn't there?
Yes, and, to your point or question, that's why I wanted to keep going, because last year, Berkey came here, he was a huge supporter for us. Huge supporter for us. You need to feel this. Brad gets the job over the summer, calls me on the first day they took the job. A few days later, he's in Toronto. I flew to Toronto. We spent dinner and the next morning breakfast together. I sit in the plane and I say, gosh, it seems that I've been working or I know this guy for the past 10 years. We connected right away, and we talked about our beliefs. We talked about the direction that we want to take this team, the way that we see the process. We all dream about the end result. We all dream about playoffs. We all dream about the Red Mile, the Stanley Cup Finals, winning a Stanley Cup. But there's a need for a process there. You get excited or you get emotional, you always look at the end result. But at the same time, especially in our situation, we're so proud about our kids. We're so proud about our veterans, the leadership that they're bringing. But at the same time, we have to draw a roadmap. And working with Berkey, working with Brad, working with his associates, the ownership group, management, Ken King, it's clear where we want to go, and we feel that there's that same commitment from everyone. And for us as a coaching staff, I include Marty and Jacques and Prings and Dominic Pittis and Jordan Singlet in there. It's just unbelievable the support that they're giving us, and we're feeling it. And then you get in the Scotiabank Saddle Dome in a game, we feel the love that, the Calgary Flames, it's not only a hockey team, it's part of a community. Mm-hmm. And for me, coming from a small town, that's huge. Last night I was looking at all the red jerseys during the national anthem. I said, wow, it's not a surprise. It's always there. But yesterday I kind of caught myself, looking at all those fans in the jerseys. And, it's a great sign.
You addressed this before the season. You addressed it
somewhat recently in the last, in the first 20, 25 games. Did this have any type of distraction for you, or was it easy to block it out and just focus on your group?
No, not at all. Like, because, you know, when Brad approached me like a little while ago, he told me, because Brad was very honest right from the start. He said, let's learn to know each other. Let's work together and, let's do our job. And that's the only thing that I wanted to get from Brad, because, many things could have happened. And then, and from day one, I loved every second, from training camp on, or even at the draft, watching him work with the scouts and at the table and free agency. And, we worked on certain other players and getting training camp ready and everything. He was always there with us, always there for us, always there with us. And for a coach, that's what it is. And, I said, a little while ago, he came to me and said, I want to work with you. And I told him, I love working with you. And it's not only about me also, it's about my partners. We're a group. We share the coaching office. And since this season was started, I told Brad, I have François Giguère, who Brad knew from being assistant general managers too. I had François in Colorado for 7 years as the assistant general manager. And over the summer, over a conversation with François, he told me, I took all kinds of courses in money management and everything. He said, maybe I'd like to be an agent for coaches. And, just left it there. And when Brad told me, since the season was started, I can't do this to my profession. I can't do this to my players or to my organization. I felt that it would be too much to put my hat off a head coach, and then a minute later I'm in Brad's office with my hat off a negotiator. I don't think it would have been healthy. We're all human beings, and I'm always asking players to block distractions and always focus on positives and take away the rest so that we always stay focused at our jobs. And so I called François, and François accepted to represent me. And I told both Brad and François, I said, you do what you have to do. Please let me know when it's going to be very close to the end. And in between this, don't bother me. And it was great. It was for me, it was absolutely fun for me, because I was kind of out of it and I could focus on my team, and now it's done. So tomorrow morning, it's business as usual.
In Colorado, you had the one management group, and in Atlanta, you had the one. Here you've worked with Jay and then Brian, and now with Brad. Just your kind of overall experiences in working with three different general managers in your tenure here.
Well, three different human beings, and that makes it very interesting. But at the same time, we're in the business. Hockey's not complicated. As long as you're working with good people, and those three gentlemen are unbelievable human beings, the three of them made my job very easy. When you feel the support, when you feel the backing, when you feel that they want to sit with you. And I'm a guy that asks tons of questions. I don't lock myself in my office and I decide everything on my own. I challenge my partners. I challenge the GMs, the assistant GMs also, because they watch the games too. They're hockey people. It's not because you're the head coach that suddenly you have the absolute truth and you're never wrong and you're always right. I would be dead wrong thinking like this, and I've never did. I've always preached about being a family, being about a team and everything. So, those three guys, I couldn't have asked anything more from Jay, Brian, or Brad. And now, Brian's the president, Brad is the GM, and those guys have been partners, they've been friends every part of the way, and we understand the process that we started, and we want to respect it, but at the same time, we do everything for the organization, for this great community, for our players, to fast forward our progression. That's our main goal.
I think I know the answer to this question, but now that this is done, like your approach, your philosophy, your plan, none of that changes, right? Like it's still this, or do you alter it because there's more time now?
Absolutely nothing has changed. Like the day that I will come to the rink without the intention of winning the next game, trust me, I'll go and fish on my dock at the lake. I love this game too much, and I hate to lose too much to, you know, like to put a contract between me and my job. I would never do this. I would be very disloyal and very dishonest.
Last one for you, Bob, and I know you would much rather me pull your fingernails out than answer questions, you know, that aren't about the team in the process. But indulge me in this one. You're over in Switzerland. You're looking around. A day like this, was this the goal or was this the dream at that point? Did it seem attainable? Did it seem a million miles away?
I always dream about winning championships. It's not about getting a job. You know, when I was working on TV and radio, I had many phone calls. You know, KHL, German League, Switzerland. I think I took the job in Switzerland. It must have been maybe my third or fourth offer. I was waiting to work with the right people, like my career or my life. And I think that many of our listeners will agree with me with this. It's about the people who are around you. Like, it's not about who you are. Like, me by myself in the Scotiabank Saddledome, I can't run a practice, I can't win a game, I can't do nothing. You know, like, today we're talking about a dream and a goal. Can I take your airwaves to say thank you to minor hockey people? Because if there wouldn't be minor hockey kids, if there wouldn't be minor hockey coaches spending countless hours preparing those young kids, sharing the dream with those young kids, there wouldn't be the National Hockey League. And I wouldn't be sitting here today. So I was in Zurich. I was having lots of fun. And you never work, at least personally myself, I've never worked with the intention of winning to leave or winning to move up. Like, I always felt that would be another process. And if the phone rings, great, we'll listen. If the phone doesn't ring, I'm doing what I like best. I have a hockey camp in the summer. I'm on the ice with 5-year-old kids or 10-year-old kids. I have as much fun with those kids than dealing with Mark Giordano at the NHL level. It's about being on the ice, doing what you do. And over here in Calgary, well, this is the NHL. We have a great city, great community. We have a great organization. We have an ownership group that wants us to win real bad, and they'll do whatever it takes to help us. And at the same time, look at the crowd. Look at, you know, like the support that we're getting. I have one goal, and it's not a secret. Let's get back playoff hockey in Calgary so that we recreate the Red Mile and we have a shot at Lord Stanley.
Congratulations, pal.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck on Saturday. Best of luck Friday. Thanks. Against Dallas.
And can I wish Merry Christmas to all of our listeners, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.